We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Jesus ended his celebrated Sermon on the Mount by referring to the two builders, the record of which is found in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Everyone, therefore, that heareth these words of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a wise man, who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these words of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And when the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and smote upon that house, it fell, and great was the fall thereof. In the preceding verses, Jesus had declared, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name, and by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." It is obvious from this reading that there will be many disappointments on the judgment day. How regretful it is that there are thousands of builders building on the wrong foundation. 2. It is regretful that many thousands of people never even attempt to build at all. This lesson concerning the two builders concerns you and me. First, I should like to point out that there are some points of resemblance between the two builders. Both the wise and the foolish builder heard the word of Christ. This lesson, therefore, does not refer to some heathen ignorant of Christ and His gospel, or some infidel who does not accept God. Both builders are they who heard the word of Christ. May I impress upon you furthermore that hearing of the gospel of our Lord is absolutely essential to your salvation. Oh, I'm not unmindful of the theology of man that says there's nothing that a man can do, that he must wait for the direct operation of the Spirit of God upon his heart before he can ever accept Christ. However, this is a false, unscriptural conclusion. We must hear the will of God and do the will of God, the Lord said. The first step, therefore, in seeking man's redemption is the necessity of hearing the word of Christ. No one can be a believer without first having heard the truth. In Romans 10:17, the apostle concludes, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And no man can please God without faith, as you read in Hebrews 11:6. It is therefore imperative that we hear the word of the Lord and believe the word of the Lord. In the case of the two builders to which the Lord alluded, both heard the words of Christ. After hearing the word of the Lord, however, they parted ways. One heard and obeyed, the other heard and turned away. The two builders were much alike in the second place because they both saw the necessity of building a house, a place of refuge. There are many today who see the necessity of religion and erect some kind of building on some kind of foundation, but even so, perhaps will learn someday to their sorrow, when it is too late, that they were foolish builders. In the case of the two builders, both actually erected a house. They built something, both the wise man and the foolish man. Most unfortunately, there are many people in this world today who propose and resolve to build, but abandon their plans completely, then really never get around to it. Others may begin to work on the building, but cease at the slightest provocation. According to our text, both the wise and the foolish man resolved, began, and proceeded unto the completion of the building. They were both builders, but one was wise, the other was foolish. Not only did they actually build a house, but both houses were exposed to the storms that beat against them. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? There is no man upon the earth who will escape the final judgment of Almighty God. all men with their works will be tried. The venerable apostle wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Yes, my friends, even the reins of afflictions while on this earth we may live may try us. The floods of the Jordan, the very streams of death itself, may be a final test. But I say today, what are you building on? Are you building on the eternal truth of God, the mighty solid rock? Or are you building on the sand that will not stand? My friends, I must remind you that both builders rested with seemingly sufficient security in the house that each had built until the final day of the test. Where is the man who can live in true happiness without hope and without confidence as to the future? All men must trust in something, but we must live with anticipation of the future with God or be blasted upon the sands of destruction when the testing time comes. The sad feature of this narrative related by our Lord is to teach you and me a lesson, and that is the fact that one builder was so foolish as to build upon the sand by refusing to do what the Lord had said be done. What an insecure foundation! How foolish! How foolish! A builder who has gone to the trouble and expense of erecting a building, but building on the wrong foundation because he just wouldn't do what the Lord said do. Ladies and gentlemen, on what are we building today? The modern structure of denominationalism is a true example of the foolish builder. The plans, the blueprint, the specification, from the foundation up, are drawn and executed in the erection of many different religious organizations according to the opinions, the doctrines, and commandments of men. The buildings are as varied as are the creeds and the founders of the different denominations. It is estimated that there is on the average of one new denomination coming into existence each year, and of all brands and types and fashions. Why? I say, why cannot people everywhere be satisfied with the Word of God and do only what Christ has commanded? Not only hear the Word of Christ, but do what He tells us to do. It is sad indeed that the modern architect of religion today is to follow your own feelings or to be guided by your own human reasoning. If you're satisfied with your building, then God ought to be satisfied, is the philosophy of many builders today. A difference between the builders, the wise builder and the foolish builder, was the difference in their practice. One, the wise man, was a doer, an obedient man. The other, the foolish man, was a hearer only. One, the wise man, had the profession and possession for his security. The other, the foolish man, had only the profession. His possession lasted only until the time of the test. There was a great fall when testing time came. Yes, my friends, that is something to do. Never doubt it. Christ Himself did not redeem and save man by sitting in majesty on the heavenly throne, but by sacrificing His life for dying humanity. Those of us who are members of the Lord's church, who have started on a way of building, may I ask, what are you building today? Are you doing the Word? Actually, I have known brethren who would contend for the Word of the Lord with a neighbor or friend, yet absent themselves from the Lord's house on the Lord's day, and neglect other duties of Christians that are to be performed. Will you hear me? Are you listening? Some of you, perhaps, in this very audience have acted so foolishly. You have started building, but today you're not a very wise builder, are you? You're not doing what the Lord commands you to do to be saved. Perhaps you have grown weary. You've fallen by the wayside. Or you have become choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this world. Perhaps you're holding in your heart malice and hate toward your own brethren. Maybe you have been engaged in gossip and slander. I don't know what has come between you and others, but remember, something that comes between you and the Lord is a matter of not doing what the Lord commands you to do. God forgives those who are willing to be forgiven by obeying the Word of God. I'm thinking today that I'm talking to some fathers and mothers who have been building so foolishly. They are your own children, you know. Yes, you love them. You would give your life for them. But what have you done about teaching them the true principles of Christianity? If they should follow the example you have set before them, will you lead them to heaven or to hell? You have neglected your own Christian duty in some instances. Brethren, I feel that one of the most complimentary things that can be said by a child about his parents is, "Yes, my daddy is a Christian. My mother is a Christian." And truly, one of the greatest delights to the Christian father, the Christian mother, is to be able to look upon that son and daughter and say, "Yes, he is my son. She is my daughter. They are Christians." Again, I ask you today, are you a wise builder or a foolish builder? Or are you a hearer only? Are you the one that only hears but does not obey the word of the Lord? Think it over. You won't have time when the rains and the winds begin to beat against the house. It'll be too late then, and great will be the fall thereof. I tell you, faithful Christians get great delight and inspiration out of serving the Lord and doing what the Lord wants them to do. We aren't really happy unless we're endeavoring to do what Christ tells us to do, are we? Indeed, if we are the wise builders. The third primary difference between the two builders is the difference in the foundations upon which they built. Throughout this lesson, I have endeavored to emphasize the importance of the proper foundation. In this case, one built upon the rock, while the other built upon the sand. Regardless of how costly and attractive the building might be, the results depend largely upon the foundation upon which it rests. Nothing can take the place of this critical error made in the foundation. What a contrast! Rock and sand. As pointed out already, the apostle declared, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." It is the Christ and His Word, our ultimate destruction. He is the rock of all the ages, the firm foundation that standeth forever, strong, firm, immutable, all-sufficient. But what about the sand? It is a mere profession, a hearer, but not a doer of the Word. Unstable, insecure. When human reason and dogmas are the things that count most in his life, obedience to the will of God is lacking with an insecure foundation of such a foolish builder. And now, the last difference between these two builders and the final results. He who builds upon the rock stood the test and weathered the storm. He stood steadfast and unmovable, resting his faith upon the word of the Lord. He offered no substitute for God's word, but in humility obeyed the commands of Christ, which gave assurance of security in the house. Now, the eternal paradise of God, where he shall live in that city foursquare, with street of pure gold and walls of jasper and gates of pearl, whose builder and maker is God. That's the destiny of the wise man. But ladies and gentlemen, look at the foolish man. He built upon the sand. He would not obey the word of the Lord. When the test came, he was dismayed and overwhelmed. The wind and the storms beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. Who can tell how great is that fall? Surely, it is beyond the imagination of the finite mind of man. It must be a disappointment of cherished hopes. Surely this foolish builder thought that all was well and that he was in perfect security in his house. But when he looked for light, he found darkness. When he looked for life, he found death. When he looked for heaven, he found hell. Yes, my friends, and I say, are you listening? Great was the fall of the foolish builder who built upon the sand. It is a fall that is total and irreparable. Many mistakes of life may be changed, but the scenes may be reversed here and there, but in eternity there will be no changes. The great fall at the judgment day is the loss of all and forever. Then the time of building is gone. Opportunity has fled. Harvest is past. Summer is ended. A burning candle gives light until it be consumed. So it is, beloved. Every Christian must be occupied doing the Lord's will until the Lord shall come, building upon the rock and not upon the sand. Listen to these words of my Lord. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. My friends, on what are you building? The rock or the sand?